The U.S. Justice Department has determined that North Carolina's House Bill 2 violates the Federal Civil Rights Act by discriminating against transgender individuals, and it's given the state until close of business Monday to confirm, quote, the state will not comply with or implement House Bill 2. WFAE's Tom Bullock has the story.
Ever since it was passed, supporters of House Bill 2 have said it's just about the bathrooms, ignoring other aspects of the wide-ranging law. Now, the U.S. Justice Department says that bathroom provision is the problem.
Well, it's very interesting. It's very consistent with the federal case law right now.
That's civil rights lawyer Luke Largess. 2 weeks ago, the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals indicated that transgender students should be allowed to use the bathroom corresponding to their gender identity. The case was in Virginia, but that court has jurisdiction over North Carolina as well. And Largess says, with that ruling in hand, the DOJ is
telling the state of North Carolina, you're in violation of federal law right now.
In two key ways, both of which are part of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. First, there's Title VII, which prohibits discrimination in employment. The DOJ says House Bill 2 discriminates against transgender state employees by forcing them to use the bathroom that matches the sex on their birth certificate, which they argue is a form of sex discrimination. The second violation is of Title IX, which Largess says deals with
gender discrimination in the educational environment as opposed to the employment environment.
Since there's a section of House Bill 2 that specifically spells out the use of restrooms and locker rooms in public schools and universities, all this laid out in a letter sent to Governor McCrory on Wednesday. But that letter does not lay out specifics on what would happen if the state does not comply. A Justice Department official tells WFAE they hope North Carolina will come into compliance voluntarily so that they may continue to receive federal funds. And though estimates vary, those federal funds total roughly $4.5 billion this year. The DOJ could also seek compliance through a court order. In a statement, UNC President Margaret Spelling says the university system is taking this determination seriously. Lawmakers have had a more testy response. Here's North Carolina House Speaker Tim Moore, courtesy of WUNC.
I'm always frustrated when the federal government overreaches on something like this.
In a statement, Senate Pro Tem Phil Berger called it a gross overreach by the Obama Justice Department that deserves to be struck down in federal court. And in his statement, Governor Pat McCrory says the right and expectation of privacy is now in jeopardy. Then he adds, we will be reviewing to determine the next steps. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.